Montana talks here. Live and local. This is Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Serving the great state of Montana, from the peaks of the Bear Tooths to the banks of the Clark Fork River, Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Donald Trump is the one who wants to stop taxing tips on waiters and waitresses. John Tester is the guy who voted to unleash 88,000 IRS agents on American waiters and waitresses. 88,000 IRS agents and other employees to go after waiters and waitresses. The reason Kamala Harris was the tie-breaking vote to allow that prosecution to happen, to go after, to harass and intimidate waiters and waitresses and other service workers, caddies was another thing that the great golfer Donald Trump mentioned. The only reason she cast the tie-breaking vote is because it was a tie vote in a 50-50 Senate where one vote can make all the difference. That one vote that made all the difference for waiters and waitresses being harassed by the IRS or not was John Tester. He is repeatedly voted against working men and women. Repeatedly. That one vote makes a difference. Jeff and Victor sent us a message on the Montana Talks app. Kamala Harris can stop taxing tips now. She is in power. Tell her to do it now. Liar. Jeff, thanks for that message. Evan and Belt sent us a message as well. Unrealized revenue to unrealized valor. One thing Joe Biden is now realizing is that his very own Communist Party ran him out of the nomination. And just like they want we peasants to like it now, he must as well. I call that poetic justice, and we must turn this around in November. Evan, I'm sure you're referring to this conversation that Joe Biden had. I wouldn't call it an interview. It was just a conversation. But he admitted that he was forced out of the presidential race because they told him how much he was going to harm down ballot races, Senate races, House races, and more. But the one thing I wanted to get to here from President Trump's conversation with Elon Musk last night, I shared the soundbite where he talked about no taxes on tips. He said this, the Trump War Room shared this highlight. This was something new that came out in that Elon Musk-Trump Spaces conversation on X last night. He says the U.S. will have an iron dome. Such an important message here. In fact, I don't know if David Noble's able, if he's listening in right now. When David and I were both at the Trump rally on Friday night, there was a point in the conversation, and maybe I missed President Trump. Maybe he said this on the stage Friday night. I don't remember him saying this on the stage Friday night, but I remember David Noble, you know, he was doing his Twitch TV podcast streaming live, and we were BSing with each other throughout the rally. And at one point, Dave, if I'm mistaken here, I want to give credit where credit's due, so if I misattribute you, let me know. But at one point, I remember David Noble turning over to me and saying, We need an iron dome. We need an American iron dome, just like Israel has an iron dome to protect them from missiles from Iran, missiles from the Houthis, missiles from whoever. Look at the increasing threat posture facing the United States right now. We need an iron dome, too.
Securing America.
A TikTok user helps a veteran. The 90-year-old disabled Air Force vet, identified simply as Donald, was filmed by Janelle Marie pawning jewelry in New Hampshire so he could pay rent for himself and his wife with dementia and avoid eviction. He told her about his financial issues while at U.S. Gold and Pawn in Manchester. Marie started a GoFundMe page to help them. And as of Monday morning, it already topped $365,000. Right after the fundraiser was started, she filmed his reluctancy, taking $1,200, which also allowed him to keep the jewelry he was trying to sell. With him telling her, "You're an angel in disguise, and I don't know what to say," Donald turns 91 August 25th, saying it's the best birthday present anyone's ever had. Marie posting on social media of herself, saying, "We're just so blown away at all the kindness that exists out there that we seldom hear about. You are all angels in disguise, and this type of love is what the world needs." Jeff Manasso, Fox News.
Here's a look at your real weather for Billings and Bozeman. With partly sunny to mostly cloudy skies and some scattered showers and a few storms around the area at times today. High temperature readings will stay from around 80 degrees in Bozeman to the upper 80s in Billings. For tonight, scattered showers, a few thunder showers, especially before midnight, with low temperature readings from the upper 40s to the mid-50s. That's a look at your real weather on Montana Talks. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley.
Hi.
This is where Montana talks. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Oh, good. He was listening. I'm so glad David Noble was listening to the show. David, hey, thanks for calling in. Okay, did I remember correctly? Did you turn over to me at one point during the Trump rally and say, we need an Iron Dome for America? Did that happen?
Yes, absolutely it did. Missile defense has been sort of an issue of mine. I remember back when I was in College Republicans at the University of Montana in Missoula, the college CRs actually screened a documentary on campus called 33 Minutes. And that was a documentary put out back in, 06, 07, about how it takes 33 minutes for an intercontinental ballistic missile to reach the United States from Iran. And so we need a missile defense system. This goes back to Ronald Reagan. But the reality is that with the proliferation of ICBMs and nuclear missiles and with rogue actors, non-state actors getting access, like Hezbollah now, Hezbollah is a non-state actor with if not ICBMs, close to or getting close to. So we absolutely have to have that. And, the reason we have not had it, is because Russia doesn't want it, and the Democrats wanted to appease Russia. No, we can't have missile defense, because then Russia will get mad, and that'll start an arms race. Well, how about get lost? How about we put America first, and let's protect the American citizens? Hey, I'm off to work, Aaron. Great show. I'll tune in for that.
All right, man. Hey, thanks. I'm glad I recalled that correctly. Yeah, he's driving into work right now. Because I asked him when he called in during the break, I said, okay, do you want me to play the Trump soundbite and then go to you, or do you want to? He said, "Well, I'm driving into work, so I'm kind of running and gunning." So I was like, "Okay, great." So yeah, no, well said there by David Noble. Think about it. Not only, the point he made there is, well, the Democrats are saying, well, if we make Russia mad, it's going to start an arms race. If we make Russia mad. Again, peace through strength. That's what Donald Trump showed when he was president. That's why Russia wasn't invading places. Donald Trump wasn't afraid to make anybody mad. In fact, sometimes he wanted to make them mad. Sometimes he poked them just for that very reason. And that was peace through strength. That was a president with strength. And then we saw weakness come in with Joe Biden, Kamala Harris, John Tester in power. And what happened? Russia starts invading other countries. But, if we make Russia mad, it'll start an arms race. What the hell do you think is happening already? The Iranians got proxies like the Houthis shooting missiles on their behalf. China, and all these arms treaties that we've had have dealt with the old school U.S. Soviet Union race, right? China was never a part of that equation. Look at how much nuclear weaponry China is advancing with. Absolutely insane. And so now here's the United States, stuck in the middle with you. We are stuck in the middle. We got China over here. We got Russia over there. And, it was a head-to-head matchup before. Now we're getting tag-teamed, right, when it comes to nuclear weapons. And the Democrats are like, no, tie our hands. No, David is exactly right. Is that we got a massive building nuclear armament threat coming from China. Then you've got Russia. And then now you've got Iran. Iran could any day come out and say, all right, we got the nukes. And then what happens if Iran gets nukes? Every single one of their neighbors, which are practically their mortal enemies over there, the Saudis and others, are going to say, well, we want nukes too. And so there are going to be David's exactly right. We need an Iron Dome for America. And I don't even think that came up in President Trump's remarks on Friday, if I'm not mistaken, I think David just, you know, as Trump was talking about all these threats, David turned over and said, "We need an Iron Dome." And I said, "Yeah, you're exactly right." Well, here's what President Trump had to say on X, on that Spaces chat with Elon Musk last night. What did they go on for, 2 hours?
I think people underrate the risk of World War III. And it's just, when looking at the risk of global thermonuclear warfare, it's game over for humanity. And, you know, it's something that people have, I think, after the end of the Cold War, people have become complacent about, but they actually have forgotten that there are currently a lot of nuclear missiles that have targeting parameters for the United States and other countries.
And one of the things we're going to do is we're going to build an Iron Dome over us. Israel has it. We're going to have the best Iron Dome in the world. We need it, and we're going to make it all in the United States. But we're going to have protection, because it just takes one maniac to start something. We're going to have protection, and we're going to have. Why shouldn't we have an Iron Dome? Israel has one. Some other places have one that nobody even knows about, frankly. But Israel has it. We're going to have an Iron Dome.
All right, there you go. Yeah, that was Trump War Room sharing several great highlights from that conversation last night. Okay, we got about a minute before the break. And then our caller on the phone lines right now, we'll come back to you after that as well. But she goes by the name Tester, will not be reelected, calling in from Eastern Montana. Hey, first off, great to see you at the Trump rally Friday. Sounds like you got to meet a bunch of your fans as well.
Yeah, thanks, Darren. It was really great. Good morning, and good morning, Montana. Thanks to our veterans. You know, I'm all fired up this morning, Aaron. Couldn't sleep last night. Wide awake. Why? Because I cannot believe the political climate we are currently in. We have Senator Tester, all his buddies, ranging from Chuck Schumer, Patty Murray, Secretary Mayorkas, Merrick Garland, Biden, Harris, and all the usual suspects waging war on the American people with open borders, migrant crime, rising cost of everything, men kissing gold medals they stole from female athletes, veterans committing suicides at alarming rates, fentanyl deaths, especially on reservations, while we are all being told that these facts just aren't true.
Hold that thought.
We have Tester operating.
Yeah, hold that thought. Hold that thought. I want to hear a lot more from you. I want to hear a lot more from you, but we got to hit a hard break here, get to the Farm and Ranch Report. But yeah, please stay on the phone lines, because we want you to keep sounding off. All right, back right after this with Montana Talks, the show where she gets to talk. And
this is where Montana Talks at, with Lane Nordlund.
Yesterday, farmers and analysts alike were surprised to see a record soybean crop reported in USDA's crop production and World Ag Supply and Demand Estimates report. The soybean crop coming in at 4.58 billion bushels, surpassing all pre-report estimates. The soybean yield is forecast at 53.2 bushels per acre, with ending stocks reaching a six-year high of 560 million bushels. Corn production is also on the rise, now projected at 15.14 billion bushels, driven by a record yield of 183.1 bushels per acre. Despite this increase, corn ending stocks are slightly down at just over 2 billion bushels, while the farm gate price dropped to $4.20 a bushel for U.S. corn. Also a part of that report, wheat actually saw a decrease in production, with estimates lower to 1.9 billion bushels due to reduced acreage. Wheat ending stocks are now at 828 million bushels, with the farm gate price for U.S. farmers steady at $5.70 a bushel. Globally, soybean stocks are up, while wheat production has increased slightly. Corn production is down on the global scale, according to USDA. Today's report was brought to you by the National Cattlemen's Beef Association. For more on what they do for family farmers and ranchers, visit ncba.org. I'm Lane Nordlund.
This is where Montana talks. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
I got a message from Clinton about an hour ago. Clinton, if you can, download the Montana Talks app and send us messages that way. I mean, I try to check all the other platforms and emails and everything, too. But because I'm here yapping on the radio, I'm not able to monitor all that stuff as that quickly. Whereas if you message us on the Montana Talks app, our producer, Travis, will get that and print it up, bring it in studio. So I've got it in here with us. But anyway, the very good point made by Clinton. You know, not only was Kamala Harris the tie-breaking vote, voting along with liberal Senator John Tester to unleash 88,000 IRS agents on waiters and waitresses, but Clinton makes a very good point. Our own Republican Senator Steve Daines has already introduced legislation that would stop taxing tips for waiters and waitresses. Hey, Kamala, you're in power right now, as one of our other listeners pointed out. Why don't you go support Senator Steve Daines' bill and get it across the finish line and tell old Sleepy Joe, here, just sign here, Joe. What's this? Just sign it, Joe. Why not, right? And oh, speaking of that, boy, back to our caller from Eastern Montana here. I'll bet in just no time now, flip-flop flat-top John Tester is going to come out. Oh, me too, and watch as the fake news media will trip over themselves. Oh, John Tester doesn't want to tax tips for waiters and waitresses, even though Steve Daines proposed it 2 months ago. I wouldn't be surprised if that happens.
Yeah, I wouldn't be surprised either. Tester's operating like he's above the law. He takes everybody's ideas, covertly fanning the flames while lying to the voters about the causes of our grief. I lay in bed with a heavy heart praying every night, okay? And I it's just the burden of what is happening to the American people is unfair. So what really got me going was when I was in my hotel room the night before the Trump rally, Aaron, and an ad started playing right before I'm about to go to bed. And it's terrible. It's about a woman who has cancer, which is really, that's sad. And I'm sorry for her. But somehow she thinks when Tim Shee is elected, because she says it on the commercial, he would bankrupt her by privatizing healthcare. And she won't have a small fortune to leave her grown children because she would have otherwise been bankrupt if our tax dollars hadn't gone to pay for her treatment. I'm sick of being lied to by the people who are systematically abusing each and every one of us. So, Aaron, my question is, if you could please explain to us this morning why I'm paying for everyone else's health care and treatments, not that I don't want to, but why am I doing that when my household savings is down in 2 years over $15,000? Most people don't even have a dime to leave to their children. But please vote for the same idiots because I just haven't quite had enough yet.
No, so well said all around. And by the way, you know, it's kind of like this whole like healthcare question is a lot like just government spending in general. So the Democrats have now got us over to nearly $36 trillion in debt. We crossed the $35 trillion debt threshold. Our currency, the dollar. We had a great caller from Butte last week who raised this issue. It's one of the most important issues out there that hardly ever gets discussed, partly because it's a hard issue for most Americans to understand. But normally, every single year, who was it that made this point? I can't remember if I was at Sykes and Kalispell. Normally, every single year, the Saudis sign the deal. They buy they purchase oil in dollars. They do all their oil transactions in the U.S. dollar. And it's just every year they just renew the deal. That's the deal. And they'd been, you know, dragging their feet on the deal this time around because Joe Biden was trashing them and pushing them into the arms of the Russians and pushing them into the arms of the Chinese. If you think our debt is bad now at $35 trillion, what do you think is going to happen? What do you think the financial calamity is going to be the result of when more and more of these countries stop doing their transactions in U.S. dollars for a change? And that's a major, major financial threat out there that is never discussed unless you're reading the Wall Street Journal or some of these financial reports and things like that, right? And, you know, again, just the threat of World War III, the financial calamity. But when they spend so much of our money and they rack the debt so high that our government is no longer able to meet its obligations, How are they going to meet their obligations to seniors for health care, to veterans for health care? How are they going to meet treaty obligations to our tribes if the federal government can no longer meet their obligations because they're too busy giving your money to somebody else in another country, to illegal aliens that break into this country and commit crime after crime after crime? What happens when they no longer meet their obligations? Tim Sheehy isn't going to take away your health.
America is listening to Fox News.
All right. Yeah. Thanks to our caller. She goes by the name Tester Will Not Be Elected, calling in from Eastern Montana. She's the real deal. I tell you what, you know, when I first started seeing all these tweets on X, you know, I know there's a lot of phony stuff on the Montana politics hashtag. You know, most of these fake anonymous Twitter accounts are Democrat campaign and consultants sitting in the basement of their, you know, campaign headquarters. They got fake names, fake profiles, and they're running probably a dozen different fake profiles to make it look like they have more support out there than they do. So I thought, hey, this is cool. Maybe the conservatives are getting in the game here. And but like, no, she is the real deal. If I remember right, I got to meet her in Miles City first. Then she was at the brewery in Laurel. Husband's a military veteran working out in the oil patch. And she is just fired up with what is happening to our country. And she's doing something about it. Just what we all need to be doing right now, especially if you truly believe that this election is that critical, that our country hangs in the balance, that Western civilization hangs in the balance right now. Painful to see what's happening to our country. Painful to see what's happening to the broader Western world right now, frankly. Speaking of pain, some of you are very familiar with pain. I'm talking about bone on bone, constant pain. Sometimes the pain's so bad, you don't even feel it in your lower back because, you know, you're feeling it in your neck more. And, you know, it's the pain you feel is whatever screams the loudest. And then you get a little help in your neck and then you're like, wait a minute. Oh, yeah, my back does still hurt. It's just my neck hurt more. So anyway, if that's you, if you're somebody who's been dealing with that type of pain, there's some alternative treatments that are now available. Natural treatments, regenerative medicine, where they can treat the pain, enhance your joints, restore your mobility, and give you long-term relief with no downtime. No downtime from surgery, the prescription drugs, you name it. Give a call to QC Kinetics. They are on the ground in Montana. They've got hundreds of clinics all across America, but they're now on the ground in Montana as well. And you can call them for a free consultation, 406-201-6263. That's QC Kinetics, 406-201-6263. John Jackson, the Joker from Twitter, will be with us in the 8 o'clock hour of the show. And then we got a jam-packed lineup for the 9 o'clock hour of the show already. So I almost didn't want to book a guest here for the next segment. But this guest is incredible. Every time he joins us on the show, incredible insight. Mark Lauder is a former special assistant to President Trump. He's now the America First Policy Institute Chief Communications Officer. 1 month since the Trump assassination attempt, what has changed? What else has come out about the attack? How is law enforcement working to prevent future assassination attempts? We'll get to that and much more with Mark Lauder coming up here right after this. And then, John Jackson, the Joker from Twitter, covering a lot of ground as always later on in the 8 o'clock hour, the most unwoke hour of the week. Man, we just ran out of time on Monday's Montana Talks. We had several highlights, interviews from the floor of the Trump rally Friday night in Bozeman, Montana. But there's more. I caught up with former Fox News reporter and State Department spokeswoman Heather Nauert. Plus, my rally floor interview with Navy SEAL veteran Tim Sheehy. I'll get to that on Tuesday. Plus, John Hines with Northwestern Energy talks about the great news, the natural gas power plant in Laurel. Tuesday's Montana Talks statewide, 9 to 10.
Serving the great state of Montana, from the peaks of the Beartooth to the banks of the Clark Fork River, this is Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
All right, we should have Mark Lauder with us here any moment. I imagine he's probably racked and stacked doing interviews elsewhere across the country this morning here. So, hey, whenever we get to him, we'll get to him. That's great because we got a lot to share with you here in the meantime. I played one of the highlights from President Trump's conversation with Elon Musk, a two-hour conversation last night. Do you think John Tester, Kamala Harris, or Joe Biden could handle even 10 minutes of that conversation? Maybe 10 minutes, right? Hey, how are you? How you been? And then they'd be done because they don't want to answer any real questions. And frankly, they've all been exposed for their phony flip-flopping, and so there would just be too much information. They could be like, well, wait a minute. You already said you're against fracking. Well, wait a minute, John Tester. You voted against the Keystone Pipeline when it mattered the most. Why do you claim to be for the – you know what I mean? Like, they can just go to the fake news media that never asks them tough questions all day long, so why would they ever do a real conversation like that? Here's another highlight, though. President Trump exposing Kamala, the border czar, in that Spaces chat last night.
And she's in charge of it because, you know, now she's trying to say she had nothing to do with it. And she's such a liar because she was called the border czar the first day and it was on the headlines of every newspaper. She's the border czar. And she never even went there. She went to one location which had nothing to do with where the problem is. You know, she went in and out, right. I guess, because she was getting a lot of pressure, had nothing to do with the problem.
Yeah.
But she was the border czar, and people can't allow them to get away with their disinformation campaign. Now she's trying to say that she wasn't really involved, and the whole thing is horrible. She was totally in charge. She could have shut the border down without him. He didn't know what he was doing anyway, so he wouldn't have even known what happened. You could shut the border down. He wouldn't even know the difference. But the fact is that she was border czar. But if you don't have to call her that. The fact is you could just call her. She was in charge of the border, and the border was the worst ever.
All right, yeah, another great highlight from the Elon Musk, President Trump conversation last night. Al in Billings sent us a message on the Montana Talks app earlier talking about, you know, Kamala Harris now trying to steal President Trump's policy proposal to not tax tips. Al says, Kamala likes to copy smarter people's ideas. Is that how she finally passed the bar exam? That was the question from Al in Billings. Hey, we've got Mark Lauder with us now on the phone lines, former special assistant to President Trump, now with the America First Policy Institute. Mark Lauder, great to have you back on the show. Thanks for being with us.
Yeah, thank you for having me.
I didn't see you there. You missed a great Trump rally in Bozeman, Montana. I know you've been to Bozeman before. That's where I first met you, but you missed a great Trump rally Friday night.
You know, I took a little week of a vacation. I miss it. I would have liked to have been there. It looked like it was an amazing experience. And really so important. I mean, obviously, your Senate seat, absolutely key moving forward. It really could be the control of the United States Senate. We need someone that's going to get us back to those America First policies, not John Tester, who's basically just to blame as Kamala Harris for the inflation, for the border crisis, the world being at war. And their policies just don't work.
Well, yeah, I mean, I made the point that the reason Kamala Harris was the tie-breaking vote to unleash 88,000 IRS personnel against waiters and waitresses in America and their tips is because John Tester voted for that same policy, making it a tie vote in the first place. And so yet I wouldn't be surprised if he now tries to pretend to be in support of President Trump's proposal.
It's really remarkable. I mean, obviously, when you look at what Kamala Harris, Tim Walz have stood for their entire political careers. It's anti-fracking, wide open borders, free health care and college education for illegal immigrants, Medicare for all, taking your private health insurance away. All of these things are just fundamentally bad. And John Tester is right there alongside of them. And you got to ask yourself, I mean, the people who broke the gas prices, the people who broke the border, who were in the Situation Room when the wars were breaking out, why on earth would we think they're the answer to getting all these problems fixed? They're the ones who broke it.
Exactly. Well, it was interesting when I saw that you might be available for an interview this morning. It was through our friends at Fox News Radio, and it had this headline: 1 month since Trump assassination attempt, what has changed? And, you know, going back to this Trump rally in Bozeman, Montana, Friday night, I feel like already we have seen what has changed, unfortunately. I mean, it was an incredible event, and maybe because it was in a smaller venue, it had even more of a personal feel to it. But, you know, we packed 8,500 people plus into the Brick Breeden Fieldhouse, an indoor facility. But if we could have had people out at the outdoor Bobcat Stadium, there were thousands and thousands of people who could not make it in. And so that's one thing that has already changed. It's, you know, once again, their failures, they fail to provide the security that President Trump needs. This, and then this attempt on his life happens. He gets shot. And now President Trump's campaign is the one that has to suffer with smaller indoor venues. It's just I just felt so bad for the people that were outside, but they were still there because they're that committed to President Trump and our country.
Well, and you know, they'll get back to those outdoor rallies. That I have no problem of it. And the one thing I want to be very clear: the men and women of the United States Secret Service are some of the bravest men and women that I know. I spent a lot of time, obviously, in that protective bubble with the president and the vice president. But they can only do their jobs when there's a great plan. And so there was a failure in that plan. Someone should have been on the roof, clearly. But who was supposed to be there? Why weren't they there? And then even more so, when reports started coming in about there being someone on that roof, why couldn't the local police communicate with the Secret Service? We ran into this after 9/11, and we thought we'd gotten better at doing it. So we've got to figure out where the plan failed, where the communication failed, and make sure this never can happen again.
Yeah, well, and you're right about our Secret Service agents. They're like so many of our other, you know, federal law enforcement and other personnel, is that oftentimes, you know, the men and women on the ground, like I've served with incredible FBI agents overseas in Afghanistan and Africa and elsewhere, and they're incredible. It's the bureaucracy at the top. It's the Washington political appointees that have been screwing everything up. I got a good friend of mine. He was one of my soldiers on a deployment back when I was in the Montana National Guard, and he's serving in the Secret Service now. And, yeah, so just amen to that point.
Yeah, I mean, and again, we've got to make sure we're, and that's the one thing I'm surprised, I'm happy about. It's like one thing that we've actually seen bipartisan cooperation on Capitol Hill to get to the bottom of this. We've got to finish the investigation, but we need to know where the plan failed. We need to know where the communications failed. So no candidate, no office holder, regardless of party, should ever have to be that close to being even more of a disaster than it already was.
You know, the Democrat convention is coming up in Chicago. Obviously, Kamala Harris did not pick Pennsylvania Governor Josh Shapiro because he was Jewish. I mean, they were saying it openly that, like, oh, no, you got to appease your Democrat Party base. Plus, Kamala is a very kind of – she's been undermining Israel every step of the way, too. But it's interesting that you would think, okay, they didn't want to see rioting in the streets of Chicago from their anti-Israel, anti-Semitic base. And so she picks, you know, another guy who's undermining Israel, Tim Walz, and yet they're still facing protests, and it's still looking like they could have some problems in Chicago.
No, absolutely. I mean, look, the Democrat Party, what's left of it, is tearing itself apart. You've got this radical, progressive, woke left, which is Kamala Harris and Tim Walz, by the way, and what's left of, you know, what used to be kind of a middle-of-the-road, moderate, working-class Democrat Party, that party's gone. I mean, Kamala Harris and Tim Walz, the only thing further to the left of them is Beijing.
Yeah.
She literally, I mean, anti-fracking, defund the police, the radical gender ideology, and Tim Walz actually made it legal for the state to take kids away from their parents if you don't agree with their gender reassignment surgeries, or you refuse to let them get their puberty blockers and chemical castrations. That's the kind of radicalness of Tim Walz and Kamala Harris. And no matter how much the mainstream media, no matter how much the Kamala Harris campaign tries to rewrite their history, that's what they believe in. And we should never forget that while Minnesota was burning, Tim Walz was doing nothing, and Kamala Harris was raising money to bail out the ones who got caught.
That's right. And here in Montana, we've got the highest number of veterans per capita in the country. And our veterans are pissed about this stolen valor of Tim Walz. And then you got John Tester, you know, who's never served, who's destroying this country. And then he has the gall to attack somebody who has served, this incredible Navy SEAL, Tim Sheehy. Mark Lauder, great to have you on the program. Thanks so much for your time once again. We got to get you back here to Montana soon.
Absolutely. Looking forward to it.
All right, appreciate it. Yeah, Mark Lauder, former special assistant to President Trump and the America First Policy Institute chief communications officer. All right, quick break here on the program. We've got a great great guest coming up once again after this. Really fun program taking place at Montana Fair in Billings. It's similar to an event that they do every year in the Belgrade area as well. Great way to promote construction and the trades industry, trades education, and more. Jonathan McNiven coming up right after this.
This episode is brought to you by Lyft. Where are you going? It's the first thing you see in the Lyft app. Whether you're seeing besties or traveling solo, making career moves, or just a move to hang in the park, Lyft can help. With an on-time pickup promise or scheduled rides to the airport, extra comfort for more legroom, and wait and save when you're not in a rush. So no matter where you're going, choose Lyft and get more out of summer.
Fox News commentary.
Missouri Rep. Cori Bush got clobbered in her primary race. Is the squad crumbling before our very eyes? I'm Tommy Lahren. More next.
Stay on top of the latest forecast with America's Weather Team in the palm of your hands.
Here's the latest from America's Weather Center.
It's Fox Weather updates throughout your busy day, every day.
That heat's going to be out there for one more day.
Temperatures being 30 degrees above average.
Put the power of over 100 meteorologists and the worldwide resources of Fox in your hands with the Fox Weather Podcast. Precise, personal, powerful. Subscribe and listen now at foxnewspodcasts.com.
First, it was Radical Squad member and fire alarm puller Rep. Jamal Bowman who got trounced in his primary race. And now Missouri Rep. And fellow squad member Cori Bush is in the same boat. Last week, Bush was crushed in her primary race by St. Louis County prosecuting attorney Wesley Bell. It was the second most expensive House primary race in history, with a huge chunk of that change coming from a pro-Israel PAC supporting Bell. In her concession speech, Cori Bush blamed her embarrassing defeat on that PAC and unsurprisingly failed to acknowledge how her radical agenda no doubt contributed to her big loss. But this is bigger than Cori Bush. This is an omen. Americans, even Democratic ones, do not want radicals. They are moving away from woke activists who propelled them to prominence in 2020. This is bad news for Kamala. Not only is she a radical, she picked a fellow radical as her running mate. Good luck, Kamala. Good luck, squad. I'm Tommy Lahren.
I'm of Montana. RBAMontana.com.
Bullet points.
I'm Evan Brown. Not a resident of New York City? You may get the chance to carry a gun on your person anyway. It's a big, big change for the Big Apple, which for decades had laws against allowing non-residents of the city to hold carry permits. The city has separate rules from the rest of New York State, which also aren't very permissive. But the gun owners of America had filed suit saying the city's barring non-residents from carry permits for protection was unconstitutional. And now the city's enacted an emergency rule allowing those who don't live there to apply for that permit. The rule change came just a few days ago, so it's not yet known if the city has actually granted a permit to an out-of-towner. Gun owners of America say they'll be keeping their eye on it. Neither New York City nor the state currently allows for any kind of carry permit reciprocity with any other states. And those are your bullet points.
Brought to you from the Montana Hot Spring Spa Studio, the hot tub company your friends recommend.
This is where Montana talks. You're listening to Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Well, I ran out of time. I was going to cue up that old song, Can You Dig It? We Can Dig It. I ran out of time. That's all right. You guys would have been like, why are you playing this song? Well, it's because Dig It Days is coming up. This is a really cool event. Even for those of you, a quarter of a million people will be traveling to the Montana Fair in Billings. From all across the state and region. But even if you aren't going to make it, I'll tell you what, this event they do, they've been doing now for several years, Dig a Days, is such a cool event. Jonathan McNiven with the Yellowstone County News is with us here. Jonathan, man, this has really just become one of the coolest events at the Montana Fair in Billings every year.
Yeah, it's just kind of taken feet and ran off, and it's gotten way bigger than I had initially started and thought. We had four sponsors when we started. That was in 2019. And this year we're going to have 37 sponsors. And it's turned out to be almost just a great big community give back day. Everything that you do in Dig It Days is free. And we are going to have, we'll have over $2,000 of stuff that we just give away cash to families and parents. If somebody comes each day, for example, we're going to have hashtag dig it days on Facebook. Whoever has the best picture, we're just going to give $200 away. Just, you know, so that's an opportunity for some of the parents, get a little back to school cash. And then kids from like 14 to 22 years old. I mean, everybody can do it, but especially kids and young adults from 14 to 22 that come out and operate the heavy equipment with a trained operator and learn a little bit about the trade that, you know, that all these businesses provide. They have an opportunity to put themselves and, you know, put their name and phone number on a ticket and for a drawing for another $200 cash. And so, you know, we're trying to promote, you know, in a constructive way and educational that brings families together and helps them have fun and learn while you're digging in the dirt.
Yeah, we all can think of, you know, little kids and how they love farm equipment. They love construction equipment. Yep. They'll have their little construction toys digging in the dirt in the sandbox in the backyard or something. Well, this is much bigger equipment, life-size equipment, actual, not just a sandbox, but and they can go dig in the dirt for real. And not only do the little kids love it, but the big kids love getting out there. And when I'm talking big kids, I'm talking like 40, 50 and older love to get out there too.
That's right. Well, and that's why we say bring out the kid in all of us, because you know what better opportunities to get out there and learn and have fun while you're digging in the dirt. And you know, sometimes for me it just brings back the childhood days, just now on a bigger scale.
I know we've got, it sounds like our producer Travis says, we've got 6 tickets to Dig It Days for Montana Fair and Billings that we can give away this week. So message us on the Montana Talks app if you'd like to get a couple of those. We'll give out a couple today and then more later in the week. But Jonathan, how do people get tickets if they don't win them through us? How can they get their hands on tickets? And then give us the dates and times, especially for those that might need to travel a little bit to make it.
Yeah, so Dig It Days is the last 2 days of Montana Fair, so it's this Friday and Saturday from noon to 6 p.m. That we'll have everything going on. Now, in order to go to digitdays.org and then click on sponsors, and that will show all of our sponsors. You can go and call them and ask for any tickets. Now, these tickets are only free from this Friday. It's only for this Friday from noon to 3 p.m. So if you get your hands on these tickets, and if not, then call the Yellowstone County News. I've still got some tickets. There are many have my number, and my number's all out there. I have them on my cell phone, and I've got some extra tickets as well that we might be able to get into the hands of the families. And this is an opportunity for us to bring families and industry professionals together in a constructive and educational way that they can have fun and learn about all the different trades that are out there. So, yeah,
that's
go
right.
to digitdays.org. Look at all the sponsors and call them up, or find us, I guess, roaming around the fair. Or
yeah, there you go.
Well,
before we run out of time, Jonathan McNiven, congrats not only on the Dig It Day success, but on your success with the Yellowstone County News. You and your whole team does a great job. You've won several awards through the Montana Newspaper Association. So congrats.